Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Chiefs stay with an empty backfield. No motion. Three to the left side, wide side of the field. Mahomes looking left. Pass caught at the 5-yard line. Angling near side. Leaping forward. Xavier Worthy. Touchdown. Kansas City burning the defender on the near side. Cole Bishop. And the Chiefs get an 11-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to the rookie Xavier Worthy. Chiefs go flip bone. First and 10. At the Buffalo 12, they give it off. Left side, Kareem Hunt at the 10, angling to the 5, into the end zone, left side, touchdown, Kansas City. It's a 90-yard drive to start the AFC Championship game on a 12-yard run by Kareem Hunt. I love you, Samaje Perine.
That's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, who joins us every Friday at 7:25.
He'll join us for a couple more Fridays.
There you go.
I mean, I'm just watching that play over and over. It's in my ex, formerly Twitter feed right now, right at the top. I mean, it's a hell of a play, guys. It really is. Just
left side pass.
Get it to your veterans. Let them do the dirty work. There's Samaje Perine wide open. Some linebacker tries to lunge at him, and boom, he lowers his shoulder, crosses the 20, down at the 17, and the celebration at Arrowhead Stadium began in full force last night.
Didn't you say that if the Chiefs won, that our boss is going to have to get egged or get some sort of like cupcakes thrown at him for making that egregious take?
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
They might win three.
But yeah.
Not with that attitude, they could, right?
So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Yeah, feels like Josh's time to win. Spectre should stand outside the station today and just accept eggs in the face for that take, because it's really bad.
Or he should stand in the corner of Shawnee Mission Parkway and Metcalf and hand out every shirt until they're gone.
Hey, that you could do that as well. Yeah.
Text line 913-586-7965. What should Spectre do for that take?
Or we should make him stand at Shawnee Mission Parkway and Metcalf and nothing but a sign with a sign that reads, Rex Ryan knows more about football than I do.
And feet. Let's go to Waylon in KC.
And Rex Ryan doesn't know squat about football.
Hey guys, you can hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Waylon.
So I got two things I wanted to point about the game. First is how they started off. They went straight to the receivers. And when they did that, I just had a good feeling about the game. And then the second thing was the red zone efficiency. They started out 4-for-4, which was real huge, I think.
No doubt about it. You bet.
Yeah, the Chiefs, they were great in the red zone yesterday. You look at what they were able to do and how they were able to, score touchdowns and not field goals down there, 2-for-3 in the red zone. Buffalo was good in the red zone, too. They were perfect inside the red zone. Weren't a lot of kickers involved yesterday, which I'm fine with.
Buffalo went for two that first time, didn't get it. Chiefs went for two that time. Justin Watson.
Yeah, I just don't understand why Buffalo decided to go for two. As soon as they did, I go, you're chasing points the rest of the way. And what were they doing? They were chasing points the rest of the way.
Before we chase the script, we go to Justin in OKC. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead, man.
What's up, guys? Man, I tell you what, thanks for taking my call. I love y'all. Guys, it's show. I can listen to you on the app every day. One thing I got to tell you guys, what I think what makes this franchise so great is you don't need a Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb out there, man. You got Juju Smith-Schuster and Hollywood Brown, because you know why? You got number 15 back there.
That's right.
It's what you're a winner.
Thanks for the phone call, Justin.
It's what we told people years ago. You're going to start to see that attrition because they're doing what the Patriots did with Tom Brady. When you have one of the all-time greats, they elevate everybody around you. The problem is it's only been Patrick Mahomes and truly Tom Brady in this generation of football that have been able to elevate everybody around them. Not Peyton Manning, not Eli Manning, not Ben Roethlisberger, not Philip Rivers, nobody else. There's been two quarterbacks on this planet that we have seen that have taken the talent around them and elevated that talent. And look again what Patrick Mahomes did last year. He elevated Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore and McCole Hardman.
He tried.
And he, but they still won the Super Bowl, right?
And he did it with a rookie wide receiver.
And he did it with a rookie wide receiver last year, the year prior. Oh, there's not gonna be, they're not going to be able to do anything. They got rid of Tyreek Hill. He elevated everybody's game. And look at this year. Look at where Xavier Worthy is at this point in time. Elevated that dude's game. Elevated Hollywood Brown's game late in the year. I mean, what they do with the wide receivers, they do it because of Patrick Mahomes. You can't carbon copy this thing. You can't go out and say, well, let's just do what Patrick Mahomes does. It doesn't work that way. You've got to have Patrick Mahomes.
And that one guy who goes by the name of
Travis Kelce
only had two catches for 19 yards.
That's right. But you know what? A big one late to ice the game.
And he still won. Yeah, he caught it and he went down immediately.
Right. Yep.
Travis Kelce.
And also, too, that number five for Buffalo that was trying to get up in Travis's face all afternoon. They bracket him. They messed with him. They screwed with him. And everybody else beat him yesterday. Nice job of preventing Travis Kelce from beating you. But everybody else ate their share.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Remember this. He's going to lateral the ball at some point in this game to Xavier Worthy, just like you remember.
Nope.
A couple seasons ago, he did it to Kadarius Toney. It would have been the game-winning touchdown, but of course, the guy was offsides. The whole play got nipped. Remember when they did that against Buffalo? Last week, Josh Allen tried to get cheeky as well and do a lateral. They asked him about it. He smiled. He winked. Travis Kelce saw that. Travis Kelce reopened that bag of worms. We've seen him do it this year. We've seen him do it against the Bills. There will be a lateral to Xavier Worthy at some point, and no one will be offsides, and it will go for a tug as well. I think Patrick and Josh will battle out because why wouldn't they? Allen throws a pick to McDuffie. That's right. I'm going to call it because it's the AFC Championship game. Big 22, big in this game, big with a turnover against Josh Allen, who quite simply doesn't turn the ball over. I think Chuck and Chris Jones cause problems, and maybe we see George have another decent game as well. One and a half, hell, maybe two sacks for Carl Loftus, the Greek freak. I do, though, think this is a cigarette type of game. I think it will be close, but will end with fireworks and noises in the streets of Kansas City, of your suburbs, where the fireworks go off and you don't know what the hell's going on, but you're outside watching it in freezing cold temperatures with hopefully no shirt on or whatever you may be doing to celebrate. I think the Chiefs and the Bills have another classic game, this one at Arrowhead, and I also think another little nugget that's been going around all year, I think the Chiefs score 30 points for the first time this year, or the second time this year, they will actually go over 30 points in this game, and I think they do win in another shootout classic, 34-27, Kansas City victorious on Rousey,
dang,
New Orleans with us three as well.
All right, it all comes down to this, fellas.
35-0.
The goal all season long has been to get to the Super Bowl, 60 minutes away. Buffalo will take the opening possession right down the field and stall out and will settle for a field goal. This will be the last points that Buffalo gets all afternoon. KC gets their first possession, going with a large dose of Kelce and Hunt and roll into the end zone. All of a sudden, it's 2018 all over again, when teams felt like they had to outscore Patrick Mahomes. Problem is, this isn't the 2018 Kansas City Chiefs defense. Josh Allen tries to play hero ball early and has an interception in the first half. KC scores again. It's 14-3 before the second quarter. By the time we reach halftime, Casey's up 21-3 and the party's on at Arrowhead. Kelce continues his 70-plus streak for 15 games and scores a touchdown. He'll get closer and closer to the Jerry Rice records. He'll be about 100 yards and a touchdown shy of Jerry Rice entering the Super Bowl.
At 200.
The second half turns into a laugher. In an attempt to just finish the game, Kareem Hunt goes over 75 yards rushing. Chris Jones ends it with a demolition of Josh Allen. The Bills play so poorly after their first offensive drive that the commissioner orders the 3 points taken off the board. Chiefs win 35-0.
None of that happened.
From LA and Reno to Montana and Sims, Brady and Manning, and now Mahomes and Allen. The Bills are going to try and run the ball on the Chiefs, and I think they're actually have some success doing it until the second half, where the Bills will lead 17-10 at halftime. Mike Pinnell is going to be a big adjustment for Spags in that second half. That big
69.
Block, yeah, that big 69 is going to be plug and play.
His neighbor once texted us.
That's nice.
Okay.
That's great. I see McDuffie locking down Shakir in the slot with the pass rush intensifying
like
while Spags draws up blitzes. Meanwhile, on offense, it's going to be the receiving core who has the day. The speed of Hollywood and Xavier are going to prove to be too much. Each of them are going to get a deep ball reception. Hopkins is going to get a touchdown. Seven Chiefs are going to get a catch. Kelce will continue his hot streak with a touchdown, at least 60 yards. Mahomes has a god-tier second half, throwing three touchdowns and 275 on the day. Chiefs win 31-23 as Mahomes becomes the first guy in any of these quote-unquote rivalries to fully own his competitor.
Hey, got that one right. He does fully own Josh Allen. He does fully own Josh Allen, and there's not even a conversation anymore. There is literally no conversation. No. If somebody is better, on the same level, on par, it doesn't matter what you do in the regular season. I don't care about your Purdy stats that you put up there, Josh. You don't win when it matters most. Give me Patrick Mahomes, his non-Pro Bowl going quarterback tail to the Super Bowl again. No Pro Bowl for Patrick. Remember that? No Pro Bowl. He's not going to the Pro Bowl. He was not voted into the Pro Bowl. He was not a finalist for the MVP. Every single September, the national media wakes up effing stupid and thinks there's going to be somebody else that's just better than Patrick Mahomes. And let's hype them all season long. And yay, Josh Allen had 300 yards passing. Ooh, Patrick Mahomes can't do this. Patrick Mahomes. All he does is win in the playoffs. That's all Patrick Mahomes does is win when it matters most. 18 playoff wins, 3 playoff losses for Patrick Mahomes. 8 straight playoff wins now for Patrick Mahomes, right? Am I right about
9
that?
Straight.
9 straight playoff wins. Sorry, I was wrong. 9 straight playoff wins. But by God, Josh Allen is just a better quarterback. Look at all these great regular season numbers that he puts up, and he's so fun to watch. And, ooh, he's your MVP in Lamar. Stop.
Mahomes plays in the Super Bowl. Everybody else plays in the Pro Bowl.
That's right.
So let that sink in. Mac, you want to cook for a little bit on your script recap?
No, I think that's fantastic. Okay. I think we did pretty well. I had it flipped first from second half. They ran really, really well in the second half. Mike Pinnell was on the field a lot.
Pinnell's a good player.
Big dude.
Pinnell's a really good player.
Your boy Dana had a couple huge plays yesterday.
And I told you when I was on with you yesterday, I said, Charles Menu may knock one of those passes down. Big play, that second down, knock that play down. Now all of a sudden it's third down, right? But Josh Allen's better than Patrick Mahomes, I'm told. I'm told Josh Allen is the better quarterback because, boy, he plays nice football in October.
You've done this for almost 15 years. Don't you listen to your boss?
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
They might win three.
But
not with that attitude,
they could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Yeah, it's his time, all right. Yeah.
We asked the text line what should be Spector's punishment for making that egregious take. And a lot of people said, no eggs, too expensive. I did see, like, $6.
Yeah, they're going up. Did you see eggs are skyrocketing today?
I went to Hy-Vee for last-minute stuff yesterday for the food for the game, and I walked by. I was like, I just want to see the egg. Oh, my God. Yeah,
egg price, too high to get Spectre with eggs.
Okay. They said he should have to wear the Muppet costume and be shoeless outside.
Yes. Oh, that's great. Yeah, give away a t-shirt in the animal costume. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you got to wear the animal head and no shoes or socks.
I still need to get Janice over here.
Yeah, I need Janice, like, now.
Janice is the best. I mean, Janice on the Muppets. I'm telling you what. Like, if we could bring her to New Orleans with us, we'd have fun with Janice.
Is it legal in New Orleans?
Janice, no. I'll make the noises all day. Oh, call me Stephen A. or Acho or Rex Ryan or one of these other people that just doesn't like Patrick Mahomes because he's stealing all of our thunder and all the glory. Blah, 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 blah.
Our friend of the show, Sean Smith, he joins us on the other side. This ought to be great. Get the dump bunt ready there, Mac, get the dump button ready, Mac. Coming up on the other side, Sean Smith, 96 by the Fan, your home for your AFC Champion Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 the Fan.